For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Wow, wow, wow. We are so close to the census night, and I know you're very excited.
Well, I've already done it because came in the mail, went to my letterbox. It was like my letter to Hogwarts. It was like my golden ticket. I skipped home. I said to my wife, I was like, it's here. You won't believe it. It's here. And she was like, my Amazon delivery. I was like, no, it's the census.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, you must be so hot around the house.
Yeah. And then I did a backflip, landed and split. But I took my shirt off. It was sick. And then it took me 15 minutes to do the census for myself, my wife and our son, because I knew where we were all going to be next Tuesday, which is census night.
Yeah. So I'm learning a lot about the census, and I know that's crazy at 35, but here we are.
Yes.
Allegedly
the first time.
No, not allegedly. This is the first time I've done the census.
What's happened?
I don't know.
It's every 5 years.
Yeah, okay. So every 5 years, I would have been with my mum.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, if you were in your mum's household, there's no reason really for you to do the census because she would have done it.
Irene's been sorting it out for me. So that's really nice, isn't it? But yeah, this year I'm learning a lot about the census and realising that, yeah, it's something you will have to do. It's compulsory.
Yes, and what happens if you don't?
Yeah, you get a fine. And that's something that put the fear into me yesterday.
Because you don't like getting in trouble.
I don't like getting in trouble, but I also know that I'm going to get a fine. There'll be an admin issue. I will forget the fine. I'll get more fines from it. And it's just a bit of a logistical nightmare.
I got to see here in the studio the moment where Ava from the newsroom had to break the news to you, but she didn't want to do it directly to you, so she said to me, she was like, you tell Dava you do get a fine if you don't do it. And we were all worried about you.
Well, the reason we were worried about me is because, of course, the you get the census in the mail.
In the mail.
Now, I haven't accessed my letterbox since I've lived here for 11 months.
So you've lost, because you lost the key.
I lost the key immediately. Yeah. So yesterday, obviously, that was front of mind. We left work. We're like, I've got to find this key and I need to get into my letterbox, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, fast forward to 11:15 last night when I remembered.
Did you have a starting place? We're like, I've got a drawer or I've got a box or I'll start here. And if it's not there, then that's when I'm worried.
Yeah. So okay. I checked the first three spots that I thought they would be and it wasn't there. But... in excellent news, Tim.
No way.
Last night at 11:45.
A midnight snack.
I checked my letterbox for the very first time in 11 months.
Just so it burst open because of the amount of letters of the last 12 months that have been unattended to.
I got literally 5 different magnets. The letter pile was about, 10 centimetres thick. I was holding it with 2 hands to get back. Yeah, but we've got the census and it means we're not getting a fine for 2026, baby.
Well, there we go, Davo. Honestly, you can go home for the day. No one had that on your cards for 2026, and I think you represent a giant portion of people that listen to this show.
Type B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's an illness. sorry. Tim and Davo. I heard something quite distressing in the office over the last 2 days, Davo.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you talking to a group of people.
Yep.
You were very excited and you were going, yeah, I love it. It's so good. Oh, there's just, when you get it and it explodes and goes everywhere, I love it.
Yeah, it wasn't those words, but it was that sentiment for sure.
Were you talking about popping pimples again?
Gross. Yes, we were. We were talking about it. It's it was a few people in the office that are in long-term relationships, and one of the fellas talking about it was saying, yeah, like my miso will attack me and get my blackheads or get my pimples. And I know from a girly that used to mess myself when I used to be in a long-term relationship...
know of a girl. Me.
Yeah, it was definitely a pastime that I absolutely got around. And it's not, I'm not alone. Like, there's been a whole show made out of this,
A whole show.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Dr. Sandra Lee, a.k.a. Dr. Pimple Popper.
And you know it. You know it. She's been all over the internet and people love it.
This is one of the ones that makes me feel genuinely
I know.
Sick. My wife has never, ever... ever sought that from me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what she's into. If she is, she's really kept that quiet for the better part of 10 years.
You would know about it. You would know about it.
And then, yeah, I was very surprised with the amount of people who were like, yeah, I really dig it. And it's mostly girls.
It is.
They like doing the pop. But, like, what about it's
disgusting. No. Don't think about the disgustingness of it. It's about the hunt and collect. It's like don't say that too many times fast, but it's all about like you go and you, it's like
seek
the satisfying,
destroy.
It's the satisfying finish of it. It's great. It like gets it all sorted. You know, you're grooming, you're grooming your mate. Like you're just sorting it out.
Like a monkey.
Yeah. Like a monkey. I don't know what it is, but there's something primitive within, and I'm not stereotyping it's all females because I know there's men out there that do get around it as well. But females in particular, there's something within us that want to do that.
I
asked one of the people, I said to one of the guys at work here, I said, does your miso get aggressive if you don't let her do it? And they said, yes.
What does that mean though?
Like, you just want to get it sorted.
So like, you're saying like if he popped his pimples, his partner would be upset with him because she didn't get to.
Yeah, or if he said, no, you're not doing that because I don't want you to pop that pimple or get that blackhead. The partners will go ramp. They'll go rap. They'll go nuts.
Did you just?
No. I was going to say ravage and rampage and I couldn't get it out.
I think you might have settled on a swear instead.
I didn't.
Okay. I just don't say it. And again, yucking people's yums. We try not to do it, but yuck. It's foul. But I know there are pimple poppers out there.
Mm-hmm.
If we offered a space where people could call up and talk about it,
yeah.
The seek and destroy, the hunt and the collect.
Careful.
5223295. Are you a pimple popper? Do you love to pop the pimps?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it? Because obviously it's a space where you probably can't just open it at lunch.
Dude,
at work.
I don't think it's as serious as you think it is. I think most long-term relationships out there are doing this.
So you don't think my wife loves me?
No, your wife loves you. I've met her. She loves you and she's beautiful. But she
we're not ready to take it to that level.
She doesn't want to do that with you and that's okay.
All right. Jackson from the Ballerines giving us a call. Jackson, are you a victim or are you a perpetrator of the pimple popping?
No, I'll be like more of a victim, I guess.
Oh, no.
Okay, so do you...
I love it.
You love it. Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, so do you have a partner that is doing that for you, or...?
My ex-partner. Like, yeah. And like, the first thing, like, aggressive if I...
Mate, you're in space. You're in space.
Oh,
yeah, unfortunately,
he loves it.
Jackson, you were the first call through, so we are going to give you those movie tickets. You can go and see that movie at Reading Cinemas Warm Ponds or Village Cinemas in Geelong. Nick in Leopold, are you a victim or are you a popper?
Definitely a victim. I'm on the back end of some pimple popping.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're in a relationship?
Yeah, in a relationship with my partner who loves to get her nails in. And get some, especially the whiteheads. She loves getting into some whiteheads on my back.
That's messy, man.
It's just part of it. But like,
I thought you were going to say the other P word.
Do you?
Because it is just pus.
No, don't say that.
Oh, so we can't say the thing that
it is. No, we
don't
need it. Yeah, because it's gross. But you just need to avoid thinking like.
So the word's gross, but the action isn't.
Yeah, because we're all doing it. It's fine. But is your miso aggressive about it?
Yeah, she gained strength. When she wants the pimple pop, she'll flip me over. She'll get upset with me if the pimples aren't satisfying enough.
Yeah.
Like she'll be upset that I haven't, you know, grown a good enough pimple for her to pop.
See, okay.
And if she finds out that I pumped a pimple without her, that's like DEFCON 1. That's good.
Bad news, Bears.
The other thing, though, I will say, so my ex sometimes would say it was relaxing to be able to just lay there while you, like, do that. So I don't know whether, like, do you find it relaxing ever?
Not really. She's got quite sharp nails. Oh. So you are bleeding sometimes, which isn't that relaxing.
Because the blood comes after the pus.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the reality.
You're in the wrong.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So So the Tour de France is on at the moment.
It is over in, well, France. And it's not exclusively in France, from what I understand. It's like, it goes in and out. But yes, cycling, this is the cyclist, and there's heaps of them across Geelong. This is their bread and butter. It's the big one in the world of cycling.
Absolutely. Well, the female riders are currently facing allegations of gaining an advantage through their norks.
Yes.
They're porky pigs.
Boobs.
Honkers. Baps.
Baps?
Yeah, if you want.
What's Baps?
What do you think? Exactly what we're talking about.
No, I just haven't heard that one. The Tour de Norks really is settling in. I have been, as much as I can, safely doing as much research on this as possible. You asked me to.
Don't check Google history.
Yes or no, did you say, hey, Tim, I think we should talk about this, so mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to research up on the Tour de France and the padded bra saga and debacle going on at the moment.
Yeah, that's right.
A real work conversation.
It genuinely is. So basically, at the moment, there is a bit of a drama going on about women wearing padded bras to give them an advantage in the race.
Yes. So the claims of riders are faking having larger cup sizes to reduce their drag through the air because one of the areas that can create aerodynamic drag is around the chest, and that's why the riders put their arms out.
Which is surprising because you'd think that the aerodynamic would be dragging you down as opposed to bringing you back up. But, you know, apparently they can gain 1 second per kilometres.
Oh, wow.
If your titties are pointy. Sorry, I don't know why I said that. So the padded bra situation.
You're excited.
The padded bra situation is not only just giving them the rounder look, but apparently a more pointier dynamic is allowing them to breeze through the air that little bit better.
That's why that new Jetstar flight out of Avalon has a set of cannons underneath to get us safely to Sydney or the sunny coast. What I love is there has been teams calling for inspectors to be introduced to check riders in a closed tent before the trials.
That's right. Isn't that crazy? That's part of it.
So the most applied for job in human history.
Oh my gosh, the amount of blokes applying for that role, I tell you what.
You know what, it's not right for the sport. I'll go in there and I'll check it out.
And that's what it is. It's all about the integrity of the sport, of course. But yeah, the ladies, they're padding the bra and they're getting through this race quicker. They're speeding through.
I was trying to figure it out. So they're lying and saying they have a larger chest so that they can wear the padded bra to use. So that's better aerodynamically than having little itty bitties.
Yeah, apparently, which I think, I'm so surprised by this, but apparently even like the men, there was a controversy a few years ago where a man was not.
What, are you going to the tent to check the men?
No, the men weren't wearing padded bras, but they were putting like a water bottle in the middle of their chest to try and help with the dynamics. I just can't believe
that. Dr. Carl over here with all the research on this.
I know, I've dove in deep with it, you know?
I'm intrigued by it. And, like, again, athletes always want to go to the next level. And to have, and like in primary school, the breast inspector, like everyone would be like, oh, yeah, you know, all this. I've set myself.
What? Wasn't it? No. You want to tidy that up?
Like, I feel like not me, but other kids, they would always be like, oh, like the breast, like it's a school world thing.
Yeah, okay. Not how I would have wrapped this up, but hey, man, like you,
hey,
that's all right.
Are you still wearing 3 sports bras when you go running?
I would love to, yes.
We're down to 2, mate. You are fit and firing. So there is a job at LinkedIn if you want to go check it out. Good for you, Tim and Davo.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Over the weekend, my son Jack turned 3.
I know. How exciting. Happy birthday, Jack.
It was the best day ever. We had lots of fun. And my wife and I, before his day, so like the night before, we stayed up and we like put some streamers up, did some balloons and wrapped his presents. And we were just chatting about what we wanted to do for the day because we planned a few of his favorite things. And we were like, we need to make sure that he's still going to be himself on his day. And like every toddler, they'll have their moments, whether it's like they're up and about or like, oh, that carrot's not what I wanted. I'm going to like absolutely have a meltdown. You know, it's a toddler thing.
Well, also it's a birthday thing. I mean, you can't help your feelings on your birthday, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like we didn't want to put expectation on him if he was just being himself, which where you have your moments and that's totally fine. Everyone goes through the same thing. And we're like, mate, don't ruin your birthday. So I said to my wife, I was like, I don't want to do that. If he's still himself, like, we love him, But we can't, like, if he has a moment where he's a bit upset or he's not happy, that's just, we can't let that own the day because mm-hmm. otherwise it'll not be as fun. And then, so the next morning, he wanted to come in the middle of the night. He was like, can I come in your bed? And we were like, yeah, it's your birthday, mate. Come in and you can stay. If from like 3 a.m. he was in our bed.
Just on the birthday just or the birthday. Every other night, every, Tim?
We're working on it. It's about 2 a.m. is the latest he'll ask in his bed at the moment, but that's okay. And so he wakes up at about 5:30 because he's really excited. He knows that we're going to do heaps of fun stuff. He knows that on birthdays people get cupcakes, so he was excited about that. He's not really fazed about presents, mm-hmm. but he was excited about the idea of cupcake going to where we were going to do. And so he wakes up at 5:30 and he turns to my wife and he says, can we wake up? It's my birthday. Can we wake up? And my wife looks at the time. She's like, oh, it's 5:30 in half an hour. Mm-hmm. We'll just wait half an hour.
Which means nothing to a baby.
They don't understand time. In half an hour, we'll get up and we'll celebrate you turning 3. I don't know if he's done this intentionally, but what I can only describe is he's breached the bed like a whale, mm-hmm. like a humpback whale.
Thrown his back.
Thrown his whole back and body up in the air, and his skull has landed on my wife's lip, on her mouth, busted her lip, and she's gone like, and then it goes quiet, and then she goes, I'm bleeding.
Oh,
and then
no.
I turn on the lights, and I tell you what, that was an understatement. It looked like she was from True Blood. Like there was blood all down her chin, all down her neck, and he just like accidentally split her lip, blood everywhere, swollen lip, all the photos. You'll notice my wife she's facing away mm-hmm. on one side, on her left side.
Oh, that is such a shame and not the way to start the birthday. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the rest of the day was fine, 5:30 in the morning. But yeah, wow. I mean, kids, they don't know what they're doing. No. They also don't know their own strength.
But then, yeah, he was like saying it. He's like, you hurt me, Mum. Like, my head hurts, Mum. And she's like, I've never bled more than right now. What are you talking about? So 5223295. How did the kid accidentally hurt you? Like, so the kid's done something, whether they've, in a moment, you know, their toys are out of the cot and they've thrown something and it's donked you on the head.
Mm-hmm.
I've been donked on the head so many times by just like a flying matchbox Hot Wheels car.
I mean, I saw my friend with a newborn baby, and baby grip is something I've never seen before.
It's crazy.
Grab her eyelid. And she
fingers up.
Yeah, oh. A fist on the eyelid. And my friend was like, like, you know, trying to squeeze this baby's hand open. But the baby grip is something that you cannot contend with. And this
worst thing I've
never held it since. So I thought, no way.
Okay, that's hideous. Marie is in Hamelin Heights. Marie, how did the kid accidentally hurt you?
Oh, she's under duress now.
I was out in the garden and, I was out in the garden doing the leaves and she accidentally came running past, but she ran over with speed and force on the other end of the rake. So the handle then flipped up and whacked me square in the face and, oh, my God, it hurt.
Sideshow bobbed you. Yeah.
And look, she'll do it again. I can hear her. She's raring to go.
I know. She's a weapon.
Now, Marie, did it, when it hit you, like I imagine, because I've unfortunately been sideshow bobbed as well, it hurts, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, oh, my goodness, I was saying all the words in the yard.
All right.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.